The first asylum seeker vessel to turn up in Australian waters since the Malaysia people swap deal collapsed last week has predictably unleashed the blame game. The Prime Minister says it's all Tony Abbott's fault.
I have said to Australians that as a result of Mr Abbott's very reckless strategy, that we will see more boats. If we were able to implement that arrangement with Malaysia, then when we saw a boat like the one that has been intercepted, we would be transferring asylum seekers on that boat to Malaysia. Mr Abbott has denied our country that.
The opposition, though, is having none of that. Here's the Shadow Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison.
It's the government's responsibility to put in place policies. Those policies have been failures for the last 3.5 years. They abolished offshore processing 3.5 years ago, and now 246 boats are arrived.
In the meantime, the head of Navy has told a Senate Estimates Committee that the opposition's policy, or anybody's policy, of turning back the boats is dangerous, posing risks for all concerned. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, Michelle, both sides of politics seizing on the arrival of this latest asylum seeker vessel. No surprise there, I guess. But the government says it has intelligence that more boats could soon be on the way. And according to the Australian newspaper today, a lot more boats. They're quoting Indonesian authorities who are urging the revival of the Malaysia solution because they say otherwise this could unleash a lot of people on the move.
Well, this is being played out at two levels, Fran. One, as you say, is the blame game with government and opposition both saying it's the fault of the other. But the second and real level is that the government now is with a policy that it doesn't believe in of keeping all processing on shore, and it really is jammed. It's got no way of implementing what it believes is a more effective policy to deal with these additional boats if they come. So it's the one with the really substantive problem, and I think that's going to be far more important than trying to shift blame to the opposition, because governments are blamed for things in the end.
It's interesting politically, though, isn't it? Because the coalition's policy is basically Nauru, largely, temporary protection visas and turn back the boats. Now, the coalition leadership has been told very clearly by the head of the Immigration Department that the Nauru solution won't work anymore. That's even if you think the High Court decision means it's still viable. Now we have the head of Navy, Admiral Ray Griggs, telling Senate Estimates that turning back the boats is risky, and he should know because he was involved with Operation Relics back in 2001, commanding a boat involved in that. The coalition, though, Scott Morrison says an Abbott government would be prepared to own any decision to tow a boat back and would not hold the Australian Defence Force accountable for the results, which is all very well, but the sailors out there would be the one bearing the brunt and the risk.
This is a policy that the Navy hasn't been at all keen on. It does hold all sorts of dangers, and Admiral Griggs pointed those out yesterday, dangers of people jumping overboard and fires and the like. I think what the opposition's saying is that politically it would own the policy, but it's not a very good policy. At one stage, of course, Tony Abbott was suggesting that there'd be phone calls between the ships and the Prime Minister, and he would be making the final call, a very, very problematic sort of situation, obviously. So I think that this policy, while the Immigration Department has said it was effective at the time, is very much one that most people would want to avoid. What the opposition says, though, is that there's a whole clutch of policies that they bring in.
And Michelle, you break the story today in the Age newspaper today that the Commonwealth Ombudsman, Alan Asher, will resign. A big price to pay for a mistake, isn't it?
It is a big price to pay, and I think it was thought earlier that there might be a way through for the Ombudsman, but he's had talks over the past couple of days with the head of the Prime Minister's department and with the Minister, Gary Gray. It's become pretty clear that relations are just beyond any sort of repair, and I understand he'll make a statement to that effect today. He's been, of course, very embroiled in the whole detention, oversight of the detention policy. He was frustrated by the fact that he couldn't get more funding to deal with a problem that was obviously escalating as more and more people came, many more than were estimated back in 2008 when the funding was set, and that led him foolishly to approach Sarah Hanson-Young. She was a bit naive in the way she framed questions that he had scripted for her, and the whole thing then spun out of control.
And Michelle, just briefly, I mean, Dorothy Dixes are asked all the time at Senate Estimates, why has this blown up so much for the Ombudsman?
This has blown up because he's in a statutory office and is not supposed to be providing a political party with questions to ask. As I say, the Greens were naive in the way they handled the material, but nevertheless, parties get material all the time and base Senate Estimates questions on that material. Mm. But the people providing the material, if they're public servants, statutory officers or whatever, they're not actually supposed to be doing that in the way that this was done, emailed questions.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, political editor with The Age newspaper. It's 17 to 8 on Breakfast.